It's time for Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf. And now, here's your host, Rob Hernandez.
And we welcome you to the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison. Rob Hernandez, joined by the man, the myth, the legend. I think I've checked all the boxes. Mike Jocko Jocks. Jocko, welcome to the Talking.Golf podcast. I've wanted to have you on for a long time. I just wasn't sure what the appropriate timing would be.
Yeah, and here we are sitting in the middle of a tennis court at TVC Wisconsin. I figured this is the perfect time for this. But honored to be here. You know, when you said the man, the myth, the legend here, I'm like waving to the crowd that's not around here to and there's no television, so that's good. I have a face for radio or podcast, so that's good. But yes, but
you had your gallery today. You were in the Pro-Am. Here we're taping this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's an annual tradition. You and Jack Salzwedel and Jim Boeheim and some unsuspecting senior professional.
Yes.
That's got to put up with you for 5 hours.
I feel bad for whoever it's been. We've been blessed enough to have like Justin Leonard, Rocco Mediate, Tim O'Neill today. It's just been... it's been very cool to be a part of this. I feel bad for them. Like, I want to apologize. Jay Haas last year.
Yeah.
He was great. Darren Clark, who told some amazing stories about his win at the Open Championship that are not even, you know, to be able told on a podcast. That's how good they were. I mean, it's just hilarious. But it's cool. Jack Salzwedel has asked me, for the last 6 years, I think it is, and I don't want to ever screw up my friendship with Jack, because he's a very kind man, a very giving man, so I always appreciate everything he does for me. So it's it was awesome today. It's one of my favorite days of the year, and I get to see you as well. So, I mean, it's like a combination of all the great things in my life.
And Darren Clark, just for the record, traded up. He was with Sherry Steinhauer today. She was in the group as one of the quote-unquote amateurs. Sherry told me that she never met Darren before today. They walk off the green like they were, you know, drinking buddies down at the Laurel.
Yeah. I mean, yes, and that's a good place to be drinking buddies. So that's a good Edgewood place. So that's a good place to celebrate. So, Darren Clark is awesome, and Sherry Steinhauer is awesome. That seems like an unfair team together, but they're both great.
And I don't want to interrupt you, but I joke with Gary D'Amato when I said I was going to do the podcast with you today that we might turn this into a drinking game, that every time you say awesome, the listener has to drink. How does that sound, huh?
Would that be good?
And I just took a sip of Diet Coke, so I mean, I'm already playing. So it's it's great. It reminds me of I just was blessed enough to go to Ireland.
Yes.
No golf,
yeah.
But I got to... experience a Guinness in Ireland.
So how was that experience?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I went with Colette Travel, and they were...
Yeah.
It was awesome. People actually paid to go...
With you?
With me.
Really?
From the station, so...
Wow. That's an interesting concept there.
There are like 40 people that have no clue of...
For our listeners who are old enough to remember when NBC 15 was in a bunker off the Beltline, Jocko is now the Elmer Childress of NBC 15.
Yes, yes. So I'll take that as a, you know... sign of respect.
I want to see you on a Sunday morning singing gospel songs.
I'm a churchgoer, so I'll sing gospel songs. Elmer is my idol. So he's great.
All right, so we've got a new venue here out of TPC Wisconsin. You got to play the course today. What did you think inside the ropes? The way the course played. I mean, it's awesome.
You said it. See, I'm like, it's no, I can't say. Now I'm going to try not to say the A word.
Oh, come on.
Maybe just to you, I'll say an A word. But it's
put our listeners under the table. Come
right,
on.
Right. No, the course is awesome. Mm-hmm. How's that? So it is an amazing course. It is going to play hard.
Yeah.
And I think just from talking to people out here, including Steve, that, you know, Steve Stricker, that I think that, you know, they almost had to do this two-man format because it's going to be tough. It's a hard golf course. Our playing PGA Tour pro Tim O'Neill said today, he said he thinks it's one of the hardest or the hardest off the tee places they're going to play.
Really?
Because of, he said Firestone is probably second.
Hmm.
But when you're off the tee or off the fairway at Firestone, you're just in rough and you have to play on this rough. Well, your ball's in hand if you go too far off here. So every hole is every hole has trouble. If you don't hit the fairway, you are going to be in trouble. But I think the course is in excellent shape. I mean, the greens are phenomenal. Again, guys are saying how great they're rolling, how good they look, and the change that Dennis Tiziani did to this golf course. I mean,
did you play it when it was Cherokee?
I did. Yes. Yeah. So it's different. I mean, yeah. It's, I mean, like the trees are gone for the most part. Yep. It is a different feel to it.
It's like if they would have turned Yahara Hills into Erin Hills.
Right. Right. I mean, it really is, because, you know, like, as good as Cherokee is, I mean, this is, you know, no disrespect to Cherokee, but this is like
firm, like, fast.
Firm, I mean, fast. It's
when I played out here last year, there was one walk in between the eighth tee and green. That's a par three. They didn't. It's grass along the water. They didn't need to do anything to it, so they didn't touch it. But that was the only place where I felt the spongy effect that you used to feel every hole at Cherokee. Because this is on a marsh, folks. You know?
Right. Yeah. It's,
and you can't tell now.
I remember, playing out here as Cherokee. It wasn't great because of that marsh feel and because every hole felt like it was wet. And even though, like, we could have had a dry summer, it still felt like the sponginess of the Cherokee Marsh. But
now
this is a great golf course. Yeah. It's a lot, like, I'm also glad that we were playing as a scramble.
Right.
I may have just found trouble just because I wasn't good. But I can see how guys, you know, it'll test them, and I think they're all glad they're playing in a different format.
Yeah, because if you're a single, you can just walk off and you know, the airport's just down the road.
Right, right, yeah.
But now, as a team, you can't play this thing as a single, at least not in the scramble part. So you can play your own best ball.
But. And I wasn't sure how guys would react. Not that I talk to these guys all the time, but from past experiences, it's certainly a different feel to a golf tournament, but. When I talked to Bernhard Langer yesterday, name dropper.
When I talked to media guy on site, Jocko gets to talk to all the big names.
Yeah. Bernhard, he's like, we don't do this enough. We don't play team golf enough. And team golf is such a great concept and a lot of fun. And here we are doing it. And, Tim said the same thing today. It was just, that they're excited about this opportunity. It does feel different. The guys, you can kind of tell they're smiling a little bit more this week just 'cause they know it's going to be a fun event, and and you can win some money.
Right, exactly. Yesterday I was at U.S. Senior Open qualifying in Oconomowoc with eight of the guys in the field are playing here. I talked to a couple of them, and there was the jockey versus the horse analogy. Every team's thinking, or especially if we're looking in, someone's looking at that pairing, that's the jockey and that's the horse.
Yeah.
And, and there are some teams you can't really tell. There's others that, if you look really close to the record, you can probably tell who might be in form, who might not. But that's the cool thing. Someone's going to let somebody down this week.
Yeah, and Tim Petrovic even said it's amazing how these teams came together as far as jockey and horse or whatever.
Yeah.
But he kind of ribbed Jerry Kelly a little bit in this interview that I'm sure we'll play just to hear, because he didn't pick him. They went to school forever.
Yes.
But they were both pickers, so to speak.
Oh,
so,
sure.
And he said some pickers have picked other pickers, while others have picked.
Yes.
Some guys can't be pickers because they're not in the top 32 or something like that. So they had to be.
They'd be asked.
Had to be asked. So Tim was a little bit, he was giving Jerry some business in our interview with him. I just think that he was like, who wins? I mean, like, I know we're going to talk about that, but it's so hard to tell,
A guy this is the senior prom.
Right.
Is the senior prom. Somebody had to ask somebody.
Yeah.
And as we segue into the field, I feel that I don't know who the two most beautiful women were in your class at Greendale High School, but I'm not going to,
I would say names, but then, my wife will listen to this, and some of the girls that I did not pick.
Right. That's true. But I mean, you know, there were some that were slam dunk prom queens, homecoming queens. To me, Bernhard Langer and Stephen Elker, how this format or how this pairing was allowed to come together.
Right. I mean,
versus all the others. I mean, these are the two most dominant guys in the last decade.
Yes, on the tour.
And so, and we got Dave Olichek coming in here. Baby, come on in. Just tell us about this. You're joining the podcast with me and Jocko. We're talking .golf.
So, oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
All
so,
right.
Ole here is kind of the brains behind TPC Wisconsin.
Yes.
Helping out Tiz. But, you don't have to stay long. You can just tell us what you think so far of the reaction. We were talking about player reaction, and I'm not sure they've had enough time to absorb the course because they're worried about getting this partnerships to work. This is all coming at them pretty fast.
Yeah, the feedback I've gotten, I've talked to a lot of the players, a lot of the caddies, tournament staff, everything's been very positive so far. They're excited about the course, the condition of it, the layout of it, just everything about it. So to your point, I think they're still absorbing it, but so far the feedback's been very good, which I'm happy to hear.
Maybe he knows why they let Bernhard and Steve get together.
It seems to me like it's a super pair.
It does, yeah. Doesn't it? Huh? Yeah. I don't know. That would be I'm not sure how they select the teams.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I don't know. That just seems, you know, because obviously Jock was pulling for Steve and Mario. And
yeah, and Jerry and Justin, too. Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah,
absolutely. But, they're like the home team. If golf had a team, well, the team format this time, yeah, they're the home team favorite.
Yeah.
They're the home team.
Yeah. I was trying to throw you under the Jerry Kelly bus.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want Jerry. Listen,
and then not talk to you all
Tim weekend. Is mad. Tim Petrovic is mad enough for the both of us. So yeah. Jerry doesn't need two people mad at him. He's going to be mad at me, so I'll be in trouble. But I think Jerry and Justin, that's an interesting pairing as well. And we were kind of talking about how interesting how these guys got together. You know, when I asked Bernhard, because I talked to Bernhard Langer yesterday. Yeah, I don't know if I told
Jocko
you that.
Did. I think he's on the media that's done it.
Nobody's ever talked to him before. Right.
It's the first Jocko that Bernhard's ever talked to, I think.
Well, here comes the guy with the teeth and the sideburns again. He's probably, what the, this guy follows me around. But he was saying that you know, it's like, how did you guys get together? And he's like, I just asked. And it's like dating. Like it's like golf dating for the PGA Tour champions.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just asked him. I thought he'd be a great partner. And he's like, okay, that's not as, you know, as exciting as what, you know. And I will say this, that Mario Tiziani said that he is
pissed.
He's mad. Like, because people are saying like, oh, he only picked you because you're his brother-in-law.
Your family.
He's like, he's got a chip on his shoulder. I love that. I said, you know, when we finished our interview and I talked, you know, I gave him a Jocko hug. And I said, keep that chip, brother. I mean, like, keep that chip. I mean, like, play.
Words we can all live by, right?
Absolutely.
Keep that chip. I like to say keep those chips. I mean, I like, you know, more Doritos the better for me. So it's fine. It's,
nice. Only before, I'll let you go on this one. And I want Jocko to chime in, too. First time out here since the build out, and I wanted to see what the wow factor would be. The wow factor for me, I joined Gary D'Amato, was watching guys come in on 18. The whole thing with that, sharing that single body of water, 16, 17, 18, basically, to see the end of this thing come around, you know, basically coming around the final turn, I can't believe that's always been there, that pond, right? Mm-hmm. And so you just made this, you accentuated a positive that might have been hidden before. And I can't believe how that turned out. It's like, I don't want to say it's like the Green Mile at Quail Hollow, but it's got that little effect.
Yeah.
Maybe a different color.
I'm personally excited about the last three holes, finishing holes. Just, I know from playing them, I think they're great holes to finish on. The way they built the hospitality around them from a fan standpoint, I think that's huge.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of different things. 16, heck, that potentially is a hole in one hole because it's a short par four. So I think from a fan standpoint, it's fantastic.
Could be a lot of crap, and if the TVs are going in the suites up there, and they see something on 16 on that TV,
right?
And they're looking at it, and they're gonna yell. What do you like that?
I love the tee box at 16 with the chairs. You know, they look like the chairs from the Union.
Oh, really?
Basically out there,
which is lined all public, up down, by the way.
Yeah. It looks awesome that way. Awesome. Let's take
awesome.
A drink.
We're doing a drinking game. Every time Jocko says awesome, the listener is gonna have to drink.
Yeah, but there's a chance. I mean, like. You're behind that tournament, and you go for the green, and you know, here's your chance. I do think that is 17 is a sneaky good par three. I mean, over that water and over that, you know, that it may not look on paper like, oh, that's a tough hole, but coming down the stretch and you put that
and
back.
There's probably some wind involved in that hole, isn't there?
The wind and the way the green undulates, depending on where they put the pin, that can be a challenging
hole. And every TPC has a definitive, has an iconic par three hole, so
And 18 coming in, playing it today, I don't know if you heard, I'm playing in the Pro-Am today, but but coming in, the way that it's set, it feels big time. I mean, just, you know, University Ridge, as much as I love that course, you know, it was a little bit different. You couldn't see guys teeing off, and all of a sudden you see a ball land, and that's great. But this one coming right at you, and for the players coming right at that, to see that buildup, it's
narrow out there, short of, I don't know where the guys are going to land that ball. I'm not sure what it's playing. But, I mean, the further up you get, the closer you are to having that little that pond draw in there.
It's deceptive, and unless you've played the hole a couple of times from the tee, you don't see that.
Yeah.
So, that narrows up.
Well, Ole, thank you.
Thanks.
I'll finish with Jocko. Yeah, I'll let him say awesome a couple more times.
Yeah.
We'll start drinking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was a pleasure. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you. Right. Thank
appreciate you, brother.
Yep. Jocko, let's go right to the – so we let's factor out Longer and Elker. They're going to win this thing. We can probably grab the trophy right now.
I see him doing it right now over there.
All right. Who do you like? Obviously, we like Stricker and Mario.
And I joke around about that, but he – like, Tiz was serious. Like,
oh, yeah. He was. Yeah,
he was mad. Like, yeah. And I'm not trying to make –
No,
I think it's awesome.
I do
like,
too.
And like, and I'm sure he was. And I'm sure he's actually mad because he's like, I'm a good player. And he said, I hope I get picked. I hope I got picked because I'm a good player, not just because I'm the brother-in-law. But I don't think that. And I think that. And they know each other. They probably played golf a million times together. So I mean, who better to have than somebody that you know and can trust?
And if you've watched him play of late, as soon as Mario finds a way to figure out the final round of tournaments.
Yeah, right.
It's
and maybe this is the one that kind of projects him and to have Steve to actually be able there to help him.
And there's a couple of teams that are like that. And there's another one with a Wisconsin guy in it with Mark Wilson getting picked by Retief Goosen. And apparently someone told me that Mark's known Retief's caddy for a long time. And so it's, you know, it's again, how do these things come to
right.
be?
Yeah.
It's who knows who. And so, you know, and Mark Wilson has played fine in his, you know, first 8 events on this, but not good enough to really make the kind of money he needs to make to stay out here, even as a 5-time winner on the tour.
So here's your chance to have a guy like Retief Goosen, who's, you know, a legend out here, a legend in all of golf, and to have him be your partner to kind of, you know, not that Mark Wilson needs help, but
not at all.
But he certainly, you know, you kind of need that to get off the schneid, so to speak, that it's a guy that might help. And to me, seeing Mark Wilson now out here makes me feel even older than
really
I am, just because, you know, I remember interviewing him for Channel 12 back in the day in Milwaukee, WISN, that, you know, like when he was just kind of starting out.
Yes.
And now it's like, and he's 50.
And I watched him win a state amateur on the 18th green here at Cherokee Country Club.
Yeah.
And it's kind of full circle moment. And I think if we get a chance to ask him, I mean, it's night and day. I mean, this isn't anything like the course he played.
Right.
When he won here, but it's the same.
Yeah,
it's the same address you pump on the Google Map. Although there was no Google Map back in '96 when he won, and I think, you know, I hope for him that the karma is good. And I know he's really excited to be out here. What about Jerry and Justin?
Well, I think that, and that's another interesting pairing. But I remember seeing when Justin won for the first time on the PGA Tour Champions that Jerry was there to greet him, and I didn't know that you know they were that tight and. For that to come about was pretty cool. And I remember you probably talked to Jerry when he was afraid to tell anybody. He didn't know the rules as far as, can I tell anybody my playing partner?
Right.
And I remember doing a Zoom with him before his tournament. He's like, I'm like, so who you got? Oh, I don't know if I can tell you yet, Jocko. And I was like,
yeah, that's what he told me down at the
Like, who am I going to tell?
Well,
like,
I didn't know how early they'd actually, you know, formulate these.
Yeah. So I like their chances. I mean, like Jerry, obviously, I'm sure, you know, he's played this course as Cherokee, you know, growing up.
And city tournaments. Absolutely.
All the time. But and I know it's different, but you're still playing in front of your hometown crowd. And I do like Justin Leonard a lot, former Jocko partner in the
those guys. Yeah. Has a former
He called me a hooligan.
Has he?
He called me, he said, you know, when he went low 2 years ago for the, you know, I believe it was in the second round, he said that it was either the first or second round. He went low. I think he went 7 under. And he said, you know, I played with a bunch of hooligans in the pro-am, and he knew, he saw me there.
Yeah.
But he, you know, he's
Has a former Jocko partner in the pro-am ever won the AmFam?
You know, we won the pro-am once, but we never won the
Your guy's never gone on to win. It's kind of like the par 3
contest. Tim O'Neill's going to be the first one.
I think
he's playing with Harrison
Frazier.
Yeah. So and that was kind of a, you know, another weird way they kind of came about, you know, just somebody needed a partner, and you know, but Tim is a big hitter, and I, you know, it'd be cool to see him win as well, just because, you know,
and you
you feel like you get to know somebody
absolutely
in 5 hours, and
and you'll
be kind of cool,
right? And you know, Angel Cabrera is in the field, and you know, I think it's Argentinian. You know what that stands for, Angel Cabrera?
What's that?
Scotty Scheffler.
The way he's playing,
the way
out
he's
here.
Playing, baby. I use that all the time with Gary D'Amato.
Yes.
Everybody that's playing well, it becomes some sort of interpretation of Scotty Scheffler. So.
But I thought that, you know, here's a guy that's playing well by himself. So, like, this format maybe takes away from you know, just how well he's played.
Yeah.
So.
But Ricardo Gonzalez has played
a good
start to his season.
So I think they'll be okay, too.
And then Stuart Sink and David Toms. Stuart Sink is just at that age where – you know, he should be, you know, winning out here. I'm not sure if this, you know, format will, you know, hurt or help him.
Yeah.
I again, we got best ball on Friday, scramble Saturday, best ball Sunday. I mean, which you wisdom says that, you know, the four balls are going to be difficult because if you know, you're on your own ball still.
Right, right.
You know, someone's got to, you know, make a birdie for the team.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, the scramble to me is the wild card.
I think, here. Yeah, right, because you never know how low they can go on those courses. So.
They haven't found the truth yet, have they?
They have not, but we're doing a podcast right now, so I have to
We expected this, though. We expected Jackless fans
I'll come
back in.
And we'll tell
you. I'm upstairs now. So.
All right, I'll come find you. Okay. I'll come find
you. This is great. Okay, so this segues in, and we'll wrap it up here because I know you've got a banquet to get to. But I mean, you're well known, period. But out here, I mean, what is this like for you?
Oh my gosh, this is well, you called me the mayor earlier, and you know, I've been out here for, you know, I've always when they announced this tournament, I don't really think I was even if I was I wasn't working at Channel 15 when they announced it yet, and
you know, it was 10 years ago, like. A couple days ago
that they announced it or
that they announced it because it popped up on my Facebook feed because we were out at University Ridge. They had that whole that area behind the fire pits, you know, for a press conference. And I can't remember, it was Greg McLaughlin, I think, was the head of the senior tour at the time, and you knew something was coming. I think it kind of leaked out, but at the same time, you know how exciting it was back then,
right?
And I kind of had that same feeling right now. You know, where we're starting fresh again.
Yeah, rejuvenated a little bit. Yeah. Not that it needed it. It's
no,
so great.
No, not at all.
But I think that it was, you know, if it was 10 years ago, then I was not working. I celebrate my 10-year anniversary. I don't know if Channel 15 does, but I celebrate my 10-year anniversary in December. So so I was not, you know, part of NBC 15 just yet, WMTV.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that, like, I want to be a part of that. That's cool. Because, you know, these are guys that I grew up. You know, now they're mostly the same. You know, they're a little bit older than me, you know, and some of them are not. The new guys are younger.
Yeah.
But these are guys I grew up watching, guys I grew up cheering for. Rocco Mediate is my like one of my all-time favorites. Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly have become friends.
Yes.
And so what's it like for me to be out there? It's great.
Yeah.
I would say awesome. but, you know, like, and it's cool because, you know, the volunteers, like somebody that just walked in, I mean, they've been here forever,
right?
And or, you know, like helping out with this tournament, or I see them at other events, or I see you at the AmFam every year. I'm on 17th hole. I'll be like, I know you are because you know, like once you said 17th hole, and I think that that my, you know, like my love for sports and my love for Madison and my love for Wisconsin.
Yes, because you've been in every market that Wisconsen.golf covers.
Yes,
pretty
much.
Except maybe the Eau Claire market, right?
I was in Eau Claire as well. I was never in La Crosse.
You weren't,
but our station was part of that market.
Yeah,
so the only market I'd never worked in was Green Bay. But I got over there just as many times. But Rob, I'm really blessed at what I get to do.
Yeah.
I love my job. I love I think people have realized, as goofy as I am, my love and my smile is genuine.
Yeah,
you know, my love for the sports in Wisconsin, you know, it's what I grew up doing, growing up watching, and this tournament's part of it. I mean, like, so when I see people out there, I think they kind of know that I you know, like, from seeing me enough or seeing me on TV, that I'm a genuine person.
Sure.
That I'm a fun person and I love what I do.
Last thing, is this the first WMTV AmFam championship without John Stofflet?
No, it's been a couple years. Yes,
couple years.
I
thought of him today because I kind of think that Stofflet ought to be out in the pond on 18 in a kayak.
In a kayak, right. He never shares that kind of stuff on social media that he's riding in a kayak.
He might listen to us and he'll hear. I like it that he's out there. Because he's my window to the Monona Terrace, the Capitol.
I think he needs to be
broadcasting live.
We
from
tease
the,
him, and he
kayak.
Would tease me just
bring
the
him
same.
Back. Bring him out of
but
retirement for this.
He that'd be an awesome spot.
Awesome.
In kayak. So that was genuine too.
I like that. It just flows.
He's a great person.
Well, and you guys have fun doing this, right? I mean, and you did when he was here, and I'm sure this crew.
And this is, you know, I tell people that. My favorite week of the year is the AmFam week, and my second favorite is the week after because I'm here for about 80 hours, and Gary as well. That I wouldn't change it for the world. I love being out here. I love this tournament. I love what it does for charities, and you know, Steve and his whole family, yeah. You know.
Jocko is to the AmFam Championship with Charlie Shortino is to Bratfest, right?
There you
is
go. Yes, yeah, I would take that. I would take that in a heartbeat.
Jocko, thank you for doing this.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
All right.
Love you, Rob.
Thank you. That's Mike Jocko Jocks, the AmFam Championship, just a couple days away. If that doesn't get you up excited for it, you need to drink some more awesome and get out here. We'll talk to you soon. This is Talking.Golf on Wisconsin.Golf.